Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Every year between the illegal fireworks and firearms that are brought into the city, St. Louis police are usually kept very busy on patrol, and downtown is usually the hotspot for arrests. This morning, our newsroom has learned almost 90 people were arrested over the 4th of July holiday weekend, and most concerning, more than half of those people were minors. Still, considering that, the St. Louis police chief is saying that this year wasn't as bad as years past.
Well, we got that going for ourselves here. That is a report from, I believe, KSDK on what took place this weekend. I saw some of the videos, guys. It looked wild. It was like a rave that was super dangerous looking. How's the city of St. Louis? How's the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department handling it? We're going to talk to Mitch McCoy now, who is the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Director of Public Affairs and Information. Mitch, we appreciate your time today. Thanks for coming on with us.
Of course. Appreciate the invite. Thank you.
Yeah. So give us a little bit of the rundown in your perspective there of what took place this weekend. And I really want to key in on the juveniles that were participating.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciate you taking the time and being able to be a part of the conversation. And I think that this really started last year. Right. I mean, we all know what happened in downtown with these fireworks wars and youth coming to the downtown area.
Fireworks wars. Like,
yeah,
for people, who aren't, because I saw all of this on X, Mitch. So, so there are a lot of listeners right now. They don't really run around on Twitter or X. When you say fireworks wars, what does that look like?
This is somebody holding a firework and shooting it at another person or vehicle or property, or shooting them off while setting off other fireworks in you know, the street or during a war. I mean, it's like an exchange of gunfire between a couple of people, but instead of guns, they're using fireworks. So this happened last year. We've seen the videos and we were there. We recognized that that was a problem. It needed to be addressed. The conversation started last year. How do we approach this? How do we address it? And how do we send a very, very strong statement that what happened last year is not going to be repeated? And we certainly, I think, and I think the police department thinks, I think the officers think, that we started to set that tone of how 4th of July is going to be handled when it comes to downtown St. Louis. And you said it, we heard it earlier, nearly 90 people were arrested, and more than 50 of them were juveniles.
So when a juvenile gets arrested in the city of St. Louis for, what do they get, what is the charge? Like, well, what are they being arrested for?
Well, you just asked like a very, very complicated question under very different circumstances. So let's just take the most serious thing. Somebody has a firearm or a juvenile has committed a serious felony. Officers would then take them to juvenile court. At that point, it's up to juvenile court on what they do with that juvenile. There were several that we did take to juvenile custody because they had firearms. The youngest person, 13 years old.
13.
Gun in his waistband that we ended up, our undercover detectives spotted. They thought something was suspicious, and he was taken to juvenile custody. But on cases where somebody is discharging fireworks, which was most of the offenses, in most cases, juvenile courts will not hold that child because it's not a felony. It is a city citation. It is not a state felony charge. So one of the issues we saw last year was we didn't really have a way of getting them off the street other than waiting for their parents. And that held our officers up last year. That was not happening this year. We took them into custody and we brought them to what I have labeled as a reunification center, because that's what it is. We're reuniting them with their parents, and we made the parents come down and pick them up. And when they went to pick them up, we gave the parents the citations.
So you cited the parents, not the children.
Correct. We cited the parents in addition to the normal charges that we would have been citing the kids for. We also cited the parents for contributing to the delinquency of a minor. So
I commend that.
The parents got the citations. And that's why it's a complicated question. When you ask what happens to the kids, it really depends on what they did.
Yeah.
And if the courts will take them. But that was the problem we ran into last year, was we couldn't actually get them off the street because it didn't reach the level of juvenile courts being able to hold them. So we created our own, and we made sure we had every officer that we can working, and we ended up bringing them to the reunification center, and it removed bad actors from the situation.
Perfect.
Mitch, this is Ryan. Are we talking about locals here? I mean, are these all kids that are from St. Louis, or are people coming from around the area to come to this spot because they know, ooh, that's where the action's at?
Another really good question. So we did our best to track. Obviously, some of the juveniles were not very happy with us, so they didn't have much to say. Based off some of the data we got, it's a mix. We had the one of the childs from Florissant was down here. And then I'm aware of a juvenile who we had a hard time reaching their parents, and we ended up at 5 a.m. having to bring that child home to Jennings.
So, okay, we're speaking with Mitch McCoy. He's the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Director of Public Affairs and Information. It is great to hear that the parents are being held responsible for these children, because they should have been responsible for those kids before they went and decided to participate in this type of behavior. What kind of we can set this, that you've really addressed that very well, and I'm happy to hear that the parents are included in that reprimand. Mm-hmm. What about the non-children, non-juveniles that were reprimanded this weekend or apprehended?
Yeah, so some of them were cited for discharging fireworks. We had an individual who struck one of our officers with their vehicle while they were attempting to illegally park. You know, obviously we had a massive police presence downtown, and we were trying to direct somebody. They got very agitated with our officer when we told him he couldn't park there. And after striking our officer, he took off, and the large police presence, we quickly spotted that vehicle, took him into custody. We shared that photo of him on social media. And, you know, so there's a lot of, there's some felony charges in there. There's city citations in there. Charges range from resisting arrest. Anybody that ran from our officers, they were charged with resisting. And the discharging of fireworks, the felony fleeing, assault on law enforcement, and of course, contributing to the delinquency of a minor for those that were picking up their parents. So adults were charged when they were picking up their child.
We're speaking with Mitch McCoy of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, that he's the Director of Public Affairs and Information. Last kind of subject here to address with you is, first and foremost, from us here on the show, and I'll speak on behalf of the station, I know nobody who I work with would have a problem with this, but an infinite amount of gratitude for the men and women who put the badge on and go work to protect a city. A lot of the things that you're talking about right now, I know that myself, I'm thinking, why would any police officer, why would any person want to go into that area? Because for a lot of us on the outside looking in, it seems futile. And they still do it, and they risk their lives. And we've watched the situation here in this city be very futile, in that a lot of arrests are made and then the people who are criminals get let go. And it's like, why would you risk your life for an arrest that's never going to be prosecuted? Can you talk to me about the morale of these police officers, the law enforcement serving right now, how they feel working in this city, in this area?
Well, I think in the midst of this, it was them getting the job done. They knew that there was a mission. They knew that they had support from brass. They had support from Chief Tracy. Chief Tracy was on the ground the entire weekend up until 5 a.m. with all of them. And Chief Tracy joined officers on that front line, pushing people and people that were in downtown St. Louis out. If you had no business being there, you're being told to leave. And that is encouraging for a police officer or a sergeant thinking, okay, we're not just out here on our own. Every level of commander is out here with us, and they are part of it, along with a major who was in a foot pursuit during on Friday night. So I think that is encouraging. But what you just said is the tone that is being felt across the community, I think. I mean, when you look at what people are saying on social media, the feedback that we're getting from residents, we had somebody stop us on the corner of 7th and Market last night doing a media briefing, just a citizen who lives downtown, stopping saying, thank you. Wow. We want this. And that is the most encouraging feeling that a police officer can get. But the officers are also seeing the stuff on social media and the comments saying that, thank gosh, they are doing what they have to do. And that goes a long way. And let's be honest, that goes a long way with helping us recruit officers too. When people are supporting police, and when people are seeing what the department will back, we're backing them doing this. And that is encouraging for any police officer in this region to say, you know what? Maybe it's time to go over to SLMPD. Mm. Maybe, they have brass. The brass is supporting them. The brass is on the front line with them. And look at what their department's doing. But most importantly, look at how the community is supporting them.
Mitch, were any law enforcement injured or hurt this weekend?
We had a few. The one of our officers that was chasing down kids with fireworks had a firework thrown at him, and he was not seriously injured. Thank gosh. And we ended up, the officer that was struck by the car, he was not injured. He stayed at his post. That's the most inspiring thing.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
No, he got hit with a car. He stayed there. He didn't give up that line. And that is incredible to see. And then we did have a commander injured that was trying to effect an arrest. But okay. No serious injuries. And we're here on the line right now. We're doing the job, and the officers are doing what they got to do.
Well, Mitch, the city of St. Louis will be saved by the actions of these law enforcement and officers. We're so grateful for your time today to give us a little bit of the roundup of what took place this weekend. We thank them for their efforts. We thank you for your voice. We hope you'll come back.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you, and thanks for your time.
Take care. Bye-bye. Mitch McCoy, St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department of Public Affairs, Director of Public Affairs and Information, at Mitchell McCoy on X. I would follow him there. That's how I saw his statement on what was going on this weekend and asked him to come on the show. So we appreciate his voice. Quick break here. The YouTube live chat poll. Did Epstein kill himself and have no client list? Oh, yeah, that also was news breaking over the weekend. The news from the Trump investigative department, Justice Department, is that he did kill himself and he had no client list. You believe that? YouTube live chat poll. We'll be right back. Everybody talks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.